Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad coming to you out of Alaska. Memorial Day weekend. I cannot help but listening to that We need to honor all of those that have died so that we can have this country. We are so blessed. And I don't think it's taught. I don't think we appreciate. Most people don't. So many people have fought and died so that you and I can have the liberty and the freedoms that we have today. All the wars we've fought, 1812, Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, and of course probably the most atrocious war was our Civil War, which had somewhere between 620,000 to 750,000 people killed. Astounding. Stop and think about it. Many of them died horrible deaths of infection. All over states' rights, basically. The slavery was not the real issue of what was going on there. And then we have today people dishonoring the people of the Confederacy that fought. We have these people of the NFL that will not stand for our national anthem and honor our country. These people, far as I'm concerned, they're despicable, as low as the gutter can get you. I have no use for these people. They dishonor the freedoms that we have been given. Yeah, we have dissension. Of course we do. Was our country perfect? No. No country is, but this is the best country that's ever existed on planet Earth to date. Unalienable rights from our Creator. And so few people recognize that and are willing to stand, but it's growing. I think Trump is waking people up. It's just amazing that the Democratic Party is the devil's party. And the rhinos are right in there with them. And the Black Lives Matter, these racist people. Everything is about race. All these people, these illegals coming in, they have no idea why that's why they can't be here. First of all, we have laws. We have no borders. We have a culture. And let's get a fact. What created this country? White Christians from Europe created this culture. The first slaves were white slaves, not black slaves. Yeah, there was black slaves. The Civil War is long gone. Get over it. But they can't, because they're evil. yet they make millions and show up with their armed guards. And they've infiltrated the blacks to where they have a culture in the blacks that everything is the whites. They've infiltrated the illegals that somehow they think they're deserving to be here. The women's, they have a right to kill their unborn. Somehow, with the unborn has no rights. Now we have them defending the MS-13 gangs. They're not animals. These people are so low animals. It's denigrating to call them animals to the animals. They don't do that to themselves. Animals don't do that to other animals. This stuff is just, it's like a Sodom and Gomorrah. But it's not going to change. We, the people that are Christians and are going to stand for the truth, have to stand and fight. And we're going to be outnumbered. But the truth wins. That's what's so hilarious. The other side now, all of these people of Comey and Obama and Lynch and Brennan and all these liars, they can't even keep their lies straight because 1,000 lies can never equal one truth, no matter what they do. And I think this year, there's hopefully got great hope. I get McCabe or somebody like that cornered, which he's supposed to be in an indictment. We'll probably have to get rid of Sessions because he's a nothing burger, deep stater or something. I don't know what he is. He was doing his job. Everybody says, well, he's doing it behind the scenes. I don't believe that, but I don't have the facts to prove that. But I think he's a nothing burger. If he was doing his job, we'd be a lot farther along to restore our republic. I am fed up with liars, but the world is full of them. So that's what we have to do, is fight these things. And we're winning. People are starting to wake up. That's the goal of doing the fight. But there's always going to be more of the liars than there are of the people speaking the truth. It's like I used to go to different things when I was married, and you can't talk about the truth. Nobody wants to talk about the things. They want to bitch about stuff, but nobody wants to hear the truth. It's too shocking. Our republic has been overthrown. And if you want to know who did it, just look in the mirror. We're all guilty, each and every one of us without exception. We have signed stuff that helps overthrow our republic. And this is why I am doing my show and exposing how they are doing the overthrow of our republic with us signing up for it and defending it. That's what's even crazier yet. Because we don't know. Jose, my people die for a lack of knowledge. Anyway, we owe a great tribute to the people that have fought and died to get us to where we are today. There's many, many people have fought and died so you and I could have the freedoms and the opportunity to be the best that we can be in this country. And if it's not the best country, why is everybody trying to get here? Anyway, with that said, I want to get some understanding of some of the things that we've learned from different people that have done the fights. We all do fights. We go as far as we can, and we learn something, and then we learn something from somebody else. I want to pick up on, I want to go up here to Thornton's case here, what we learned about that. That's What is so amazing is that this information, the thing that gets us in trouble, and it's done me so many times, is what I think I know is so is not so. And anymore I hear anybody, the first thing I want to know is the case number. What are you relying on? What facts? Because guess what? probably what you're relaying to me, and I'm not trying to be denigrating because I get a lot of good information. I don't do this all by myself. People give me different things, and I look at it and check it out, and I get some great ideas. I really do. I'm not a one-man show. As far as the research, I mean, I get other ideas, and I check them out. A lot of it's nonsense, but so what? The thing is I could have helped people. Like I had a van go bad, a motor, and I went to Fairbanks and had these Hymes, H-Y-M-E-S. They fought the battle big time. They've been evicted from their house twice. Stuff stolen, not accounted for by the Internal Revenue criminals, and we fought as best we could because we didn't know enough, but we were right. And we filed one case up there, and before we even got the summonses, they dismissed the case because it was too hot to handle in the Hymes and Fairbanks. But that doesn't stop them, doesn't stop me, doesn't stop other people. The thing is, and I'd not seen a magistrate say this, let me go back here and find this magistrate's thing. This was in 0-13-MC-87. And let me find the, I'm trying to find the magistrate's response here. He actually told, I've not seen one where a magistrate actually come out and said what the game was. I've just never seen one like that. And I can't find it here. But anyway, I'm going to have just to summarize it up. What this magistrate said, he said, you have to go up against the declaration. And anything, if you do not go up against the declarations, what these guys always do, here's the game. These reduced to judgments that have no sworn testimony, books and records that have no sworn testimony except Thornton's. I got around and did a star chamber because they were really looking to break the trust and some other stuff. But you can't get anybody on the stand. Where's the evidence? How do they pull this off? How do they get property away from people and reduce the judgment with no sworn testimony? That's a pretty dang good trick, I think. I just couldn't believe it. It's unbelievable. Here it is right here. This is docket number 4. Only those issues brought into controversy by the responsive pleading and factual allegations supported by affidavit will be considered. An uncontested allegation in the petition will be considered admitted. What does that mean? Well, you see, we forced Mr. Sammy, a good Palestinian. Yay, I love those Muslims. They're doing a real good job over in England with a guy over there that's showing out the Muslim and pedophiles, and they put him in jail for 13 months and had him sentenced in an hour, put him in there where they could probably end up getting killed by a bunch of Muslims, the peaceful Muslims. Unbelievable. You just can't make this stuff up, I'm telling you. Tommy Robinson. Yeah, that was his name, Tommy Robinson. And that's on InfoWars, too. I don't know if Republic Broadcasting has it on. I haven't checked their homepage, but he is a heck of a fighter, exposing the Muslims, what they're doing over there. You just can't. I mean, this guy is he's right in their face, showing what they're doing, and he's raping the women and their pedophile rings, and they're, I don't know what to say. I don't know. You just can't make this stuff up. It's so crazy that I just don't know. I'm trying to find here what Sammy did with his thing here. What he comes out and he says that in the argument, he brings up the fact that if you do not oppose the declaration, everything from there is admitted from the very beginning. Let's see here, what it's show cause. After conducting hearing, show cause, each of the report recommendation were denied. The show requires in writing any defense opposition to the petition. Only those issues brought into controversy by responsive pleadings and factual allegations supported by affidavit will be considered. Any uncontested allegation in the petition will be considered admitted as evidence. This is the game, if you will. You can call it a game. I don't know. This is the con. That's a better word. Understand what that means? Only issues brought into controversy. Controversy is supposed to be a civil action. By the responsive pleadings and factual allegations supported by affidavit will be considered. Any uncontested allegation in the petition will be considered admitted. So the very first get-go, they file in these reduced to judgments supported by a declaration of a public record. Public records are self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, Number 7. That's what I've done to use on the status. I've just turned this back around on them. That's how they're pulling this off. So they have a public record, a notice of federal tax lien, which is under a 1040A type tax or a 1040, which doesn't even exist. They just make it up, but it's a public record. And they put in a declaration. Oh, I've done all this administrative nonsense, which has nothing to do with anything, but what it does, it references the public record that you owe money. And if you are not smart enough to catch this, you must buy affidavit. And I caught this in Dave Gladden's case, FAA. We filed in a complaint. I'm going to say we, Dave Gladden, but I'm going to say we. I'll use that a lot because I'm not an attorney or counsel at law. They filed in a complaint with attachments, and that's all taken to be true. They, the FAA and these people, filed in, including the FAA and the doctors. Well, of course, the FAA has to be, it's a fictional entity under the United States of America, and then the doctors are separate, but they put them all together with the same attorney. So anyway, they filed in a motion to dismiss, which they always do, invariably, when you go after some of these people. But what they did is they made the mistake of adding in some documents in support of their position. Anytime you file in a motion to dismiss with documents, it then becomes a summary judgment because it's like a complaint. It goes over to what's called a summary judgment, and you have to, the judge told us very plain English, he's your pro se, and I listened to him, you have to rebut each and every fact that they claim by affidavit or declaration, interrogatories, admissions, or depositions, or sworn testimony. Well, of course, there's no sworn testimony yet. Of course, there's no admissions, interrogatories, or that, depositions, because we haven't got that far. So what's left? Now, the federales do declarations. You can do declarations or unsworn declarations, or you can do an affidavit, which puts you back to the venue of one of the several states if you know how to write it up. The feds never use affidavits, almost never. They always use declarations. They will do an affidavit in front of a judge. We had that happen in Thornton's case. Well, they have a judge do it. But they do unsworn declarations. So they file a petition in a books and records. It's all nonsense. United States of America is always the party they have to come under because under all of the United States District Courts since 1948, you will never, ever see United States be the moving party. It is always United States of America. We're going to get to that in a minute. Thank you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is really important, what we learned. And what irritates me, these things are sitting right in front of us. But they don't normally tell us what they're doing. Well, the magistrate said so indirectly up there in his order. But Sammy, this prosecutor, he had to come out and because we forced him out in the open. And he laid it right out. The court ordered, quote, only those issues brought into the controversy by responsive pleadings and factual allegations supported by affidavit will be considered. So everything else is irrelevant. And any uncontested allegation in the petition will be considered admitted as evidence. That's the whole con of books and records and reduced to judgment. This is how they get away with. And in their world then, because it is uncontested, they say then, Nelson, this judge in Thornton's case, it then rises to clear and convincing evidence because nobody contested it by affidavit. So it's clear and convincing evidence. This mirrors people that are doing federal or any litigation with these motion to dismiss, or when they do a summary judgment, you must take each and every factual allegation and it must be supported by an affidavit. Otherwise, they will win and all of the other challenges you do to jurisdiction and everything else in their world has no meaning. They don't tell you that, do they? I went back and checked over several of them. They always have declarations. They will reference a public record. It might be a notice of Liz Pendens, which is a public record on the case, to say this property is bound up. They always use a declaration by an IRS agent. You will see declarations in by the attorney. Well, I followed all of the nonsense, all of the public record stuff. He's not even supposed to be testifying to any facts, of course, but they do it all the time. And they get away with it because we do not understand the con. We think we're going to do all these other things, and once you have crossed that threshold and you do not contest at the very beginning, everything else is just fluff. And they just play along for a little while, and then all of a sudden you lose, and you say, well, how did I lose? I brought up all of these other substantive issues. They're all jurisdictional, because those courts, United States District Court, is not a court. Arising under Article 3, Section 1 and 2, exercising the judicial power of the United States. They will say they're an Article 3 court. They will say they have subject matter jurisdiction. But you and me have to learn how to play the game. Because they can call an Article 3 court. They can call subject matter jurisdiction. What they do not have, arising under the Constitution of the United States, Article 3, Section 1 and 2, the power to exercise to the judicial power of the United States, they do not have that. If you just do a generic Article 3, if you do a generic subject matter jurisdiction, it is irrelevant because it's not qualified. Do not use United States Constitution. Use Constitution of the United States. They are not the same thing. Do not use Internal Revenue Code. Use Title 26 if you're using it, but then, of course, Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, I got some information somebody sent me, that the Internal Revenue Code is actually what was there, but it's mirrored in Title 26, but they're not the same, but because they mirror each other in words, well, the court says, we'll let it work. I got to go back and look and actually look at the statute of what they did there, how they were labeled it. But it looks like they did the Internal Revenue Code, and they couldn't, of course, make it Title 26. And, of course, Title 26 is not positive law. Well, then the next question is, why would it have to be positive law if it was statute of the United States? Really?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back here. So, this is the major con. Books and records, and I've got a case. This Mooney up in Minnesota, I saw the same Nelson. She got around and said, United States of America are the same thing. Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that? What if she's ever read the Constitution of the United States? I don't think they're quite the same thing. Let's see here. Just a minute here. I got numbers here. It says in the Constitution, it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. For the United States of America. Really? It's not the Constitution of the United States of America. It's Constitution for the United States of America. Now, if it's the same thing, you go down and talk about several things here, and seventh section 8, and I don't know what clause, but it talks about it to exercise exclusive legislation in cases over the district not exceeding 10 miles as may be, the concession by particular states and acceptance of Congress become the seat of the government of the United States. Do you think those people that wrote the Constitution of the United States are so stupid that they don't know the difference between the United States of America and the United States? Of course they do. Of course, now one of the things that Nelson, and there's a couple of cases on that they like to cite that they mean the same thing, but they're not. Let's see, we get down to the Tenth Amendment. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. Doesn't say United States of America. Nor prohibited by it to the states or reserved to the states respectively and to the people. Power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. Nor prohibited by it to the states or reserved to the states or the people. The people, the citizens of the several states are in the Constitution under the civil rights of privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states. The states are in there also. The several states, all the things they can do. There's two parties to the Constitution of the United States. And it's the several states, which are the sovereign countries, all brought in on equal footing with the original states, except Alaska. We come in equal footing with the other states. Ha ha. We're not. We didn't even get a smell. But that's fine. So now we have actually 135, but I have ones that are on point within the complaint about the federal taxes. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. How does the thing that we, the people, created rise above us? That's a good question. Because you and I signed up for it. We started off with the Civil Rights Act of 1866. 14 Stat 27 is the first Civil Rights Act to have the same rights as white citizens. Really? What is the NAACP on that puppy? Codified today in 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982 and 1988. Look it up. 42 United States Code, 1981, 1982. They have the same rights as white citizens. That is a citizen of the United States. It's a fiction in law, and it is civil rights only. It has no political rights. But what are civil rights? Civil rights is to be treated the same in court as everybody else. I don't have a problem with that. Have the same right to own a land. But the problem is, it's a citizen of the United States. It's not a citizen of the several states. So this is a status granted by Congress. No different than when you have a corporation. Congress or the legislature grants the corporation the rights to do certain things. But you have no inalienable rights. A citizen of the United States has no inalienable rights. A citizen of the United States has no domicile. A citizen of the United States has no right to elective franchise or suffrage. Supreme Court said so. Over and over. Cruikshank, Slaughterhouse. Whole bunch of cases. Then they put it into the 14th Amendment. Oh, and that's supposed to be really good. You betcha. 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States. Naturalized in the United States. What's the status when you're naturalized? Is it a citizen of the United States? Nope. It is a citizen of the United States of America, which comes in under the Articles of Confederation. Has been, always has been. Has it changed? I got several redacted. Then I got some out of the DOJ that only have the thing. Beautiful, clean copy. Citizens of the United States of America. And born is an American citizen or a citizen of one of the several states. It is a birthright. When you are born, whether you like it or not, whether you object to it or not, if your parents are American citizens, citizens of both of Texas, you are a citizen of Texas, whether you like it or not. That comes with being born upon the land, law of the land. Now, you can get rid of it. Esau in the Bible did it for some porridge and lentil beans. He gave up his birthright to his brother, blessed by his father, lost his right to own property and lineage and all sorts of things. I think the Creator ended up disliking him for doing that because he gave up his birthright. Our birthright is so important because that gives us the status of a citizen of Texas. Always use Texas. We have then the inalienable rights of the Creator. We have the Constitution of the United States. But our real protections is that being a citizen of one of the several states, a citizen of Texas, that's where your real protection is, if we just knew it. The elective franchise is only for a citizen of Texas, not being a citizen of the United States. That puts us under the plenary power of Congress, absolute power of Congress. I got a great case here. I'll read a little bit out of it in a minute here after I look it up about political rights. I did not understand. Why don't they tell us about our political rights? Well, they want us to have civil rights. Why don't they tell us that there's only 12 organic amendments to the Constitution of the United States? 13, the first 12 are limitations upon Congress. 13 and up are not. They're not considered organic amendments. They say so right in the bottom. 13th Amendment, Section 2. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Article? Article? Doesn't say amendment. Do any of the other 12 say Congress shall have the power to enforce it by this article by appropriate legislation? Of course not. 13, 14, 15 are prohibitions against the several states. Their laws and the public officers of those several states. But of course they had something in mind, because a citizen of the United States cannot reach the citizens of the several states. The Articles of Confederation could not reach the citizens of the several states. The Articles of Confederation had no judicial, had no executive power. This is the purpose why they did the Constitution of the United States, because the several states, they wouldn't contribute to the taxes. They had to figure out a way to force everybody to agree to their equal share, and to have, you can't have something if you have no way to enforce it. So for a more perfect union, they created the Constitution for the United States of America. And it's called the Constitution of the United States. And it's called the Government of the United States. So how did they do this scam? All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. What does that mean? You have to sign up for it. If you were born on the land, there's no subject to the jurisdiction. Well, how do we counter that? Where do we find that? Title 8, 1101, 8 U.S.C. 1101, 22B Although not a citizen of the United States, I owe permanent allegiance to the United States. That's us. Of course we owe permanent allegiance to the United States, because I am a citizen of Texas, and Texas, being one of the several states, signed on as a union of the states. And, of course, in all needful buildings and all that, the federalities are there, but, of course, the Constitution of the United States gave the government of the United States the supreme law of the land on certain things, in commerce and naturalization. Limited. But it's there, of course. But they go in, our citizen of the United States and the state where they reside. Reside, you can have residence all over the nonsense. That means nothing. You have one domicile. That's it. Can't have more than one domicile at a time. You can't have political rights in any of the several states except at one place at a time where your domicile is. That's it. You have civil rights everywhere. Also, under the law of nations, you have civil rights to be treated the same in court. Under property, contract law, commercial law, I don't have a problem with that. And all that, most of that comes out of the Roman civil law. There's no God in the Roman civil law. But under contracts and property, of course, our property rights also come in tied into the English common law. Allodial title and all that, of course, they've gotten that away from us because we've signed up for it in Alaska. It's Alaska is a communist state. There's nobody owns the land unless you know how to go about doing it. Because, you see, under the Homestead Act, it says they pass under the in Alaska and other Homestead Acts, they pass absolute title. Absolute title is the same as fee simple absolute. It means you have possession, right of property. All three parts gives you everything. The land is yours, lock, stock, and barrel. Does it do any good if you put it into the public record? Dave Gladden did any private land claim. They foreclosed on his house or his apartment, $800,000+, and the guy bought it for, I think, a couple hundred thousand, $250,000. I didn't get to him yet. But guess what? When they pass the land over, and I've had it happen to my land, when they pass it back, they say, they do a quitclaim. All interest, if any. That's it. All interest, if any. I could do that to anybody's property. Because they don't got nothing. All interest, if any. I'm not kidding you. They did that in Dave Gladden's case, too. Jerry Ball went to get title insurance, and they won't touch it. You know why? Because the public record says that they don't have the authority to go up against it. And the title company knows damn well they're not going to spend their money and defend something that they don't have. We're going to get to that, quiet the title for Dave. I did that to my land. I got the same thing back. All interest, if any. Two different seals. Two different seals on the same document. Seal is the signature of the authority of whoever's signing this nonsense. Like your signature. You only have one true signature. I think. You have a Babylonian name, all caps. A middle initial with no period after it, or all caps. And you have your true Christian name, your proper noun. They have to, there is a distinction. There are things they can and cannot do. But we have to learn how to do this. So why don't they tell us that the 13th, 14th, and 15th are not limitations on Congress? They are limitations on the states and state laws and state actors. They don't tell you that, do they? They haven't told me that either. I had to find it by reading these Supreme Court cases. There was a lot of great cases before the Civil War and then after the 14th explaining this nonsense. I was really interested when I looked at the, let me go look at the case here. This is when Sessions, our nothing burger over there, went after the state of California. I love to see what these guys do. So I went and looked at his complaint. I said, I want to see the complaint. I want to see if they put in sovereign body politic, because they use United States of America, not the United States. The United States only shows up in two courts, Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Back in a minute.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and Black Mooney had challenged this, and Minnesota and other people have, the United States District Court versus District Court of the United States. They always come out, well, there's no evidence of this or whatever. Well, you can just go on the internet. I happen to have the books, public record books, of which there are very few in existence. But you can go on the internet, just type in 28 USC 132. You'll come up with the Legal Information Institute for out of Cornell. Look at notes. It tells you what they're doing. Subsection C. So what is subsection C of 28 U.S.C. 1932? Why would they have to create the United States District Court versus District Court of the United States? They were working up to the complete overthrow of our republic, and I've got a time lined out. It's very, very interesting. But what does 132 say? 28 U.S.C. 132C, except as otherwise provided by law. By the way, I have the definition of by law. They still use the 1947 Attorney General's definition by law. It used to be by statute. They changed it to by law, so it includes everything, including accepted administrative nonsense. I kid you not. You can't make this stuff up, literally. Or rule. Somebody makes a rule. Or order of the court. The judicial power of a district court. Does a district court have judicial power? Well, let me go back and read Article 3 here. I must be mistaken here because I was kind of under the something else we had here going on. Because you see, we go back and read the Constitution of the United States. The judicial power of the United States. The judicial power of the United States. What's that mean? You will see arising under Article 3, Sections 1 and 2. What does arising under mean when you're pleading stuff? Because the authority for the judicial power of the United States is derived from the Constitution of the United States. It did not exist prior to the Constitution of the United States, the judicial power of the United States. If you go down farther into this thing, you will see other stuff about talks about admiralty and all that other nonsense. That commercial law and all that stuff does not arise under. That was prior to the Constitution of the United States. Commercial law, admiralty, all that stuff. Judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and such inferior courts as Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judicial power still extends to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution. The laws of the United States and the treaties. So how does that go along with what they say? Judicial power of a district court with respect to any action, suit, or proceeding may be exercised by a single judge. What did they just say? Judicial power of a district court. Let me tell you what that means. That is the old Star Chamber Court out of merry old England. The trilemma. We will get you cornered. And we will get you to confess under the penalties of perjury, or we will hold you in contempt of court and put you in the pokey. This is what they did to, they blindsided Thornton on. I didn't see it coming. They subjected John Thornton in Minnesota to a star chamber. Absolutely. The judge was asking questions. They got him cornered. I did not see that one coming. Normally, you never see the IRS agents on the stand. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN.